I'm Lisa Berry. It is now 5:44. It's a Friday in Ann Arbor. First Friday of the month. No April Fool's joke. There's so much going on in the city right now. Traffic is reflecting that. We'll get you updated on that in a few minutes. A couple of accidents and very slow traffic heading into the city. 89.1 WEMU's Amanda LeClaire was out and about amongst the crowds. One of the biggest activities happening right now is the spring football game at Michigan Stadium. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
Is it a fun atmosphere over there?
Oh, yeah. It was just becoming a party when I left.
Oh, you had to come back.
A little bit of tailgating, yeah.
Tailgating?
There was a person, yeah.
People had their barbecues when they're ready to go?
Or? One person. One guy. Yeah.
One guy. Well, this is supposed to be the kickoff. You know, we have festivals happening in downtown Ann Arbor. It's the spring football game. They had it earlier than usual this season, and they're going for the Friday Night Lights thing, so they're having it a night game. Tell us what you encountered.
Yeah, well, it's an inter-squad game, which means the team is divided up into two. One is maize, one is blue, and they're going to play each other. And it's also free. This is the only free game, Wolverines game of the year, so a lot of people come out, especially people who might not be able to get to the other games. One person I spoke with, actually two people, Jeannie and Jacob Fries, their grandmother and grandson team, who have been selling U of M t-shirts in a tent across from Michigan Stadium for about 6 years. Here they are.
They're playing each other, and they do this every spring. They open it up to the public so that they can come in and see the, you know, whole thing, the stadium, and experience, you know, as much as they can. Sometimes people can't make it to the actual game, so this is just kind of a fun thing they like to do.
Yeah, it's a lot more fun during the actual football season, mainly because we have the tailgaters and whatnot, but the spring game is actually a lot of fun because it is free, so there are a lot of different crowds that come through that, you know, can't usually make it to the actual game, so...
And I also got to speak with some high schoolers. There was a group of high schoolers who were just waiting to get into the stadium. They were had Michigan hats and t-shirts and gloves, the whole bit. And they were all decked out in their Wolverines gear, and they were pretty excited to be here.
I guess it's just like, you know, it's Michigan versus Michigan, so you really can't lose. So I'm excited. It'll be fun.
I love that. That is a great point. You can't lose. Michigan wins. We don't want to spoiler alert you, but we know who's going to win the game.
Yeah, everybody wins.
Okay. And anybody else you encountered?
Yeah, a couple blocks from the stadium, there was a gentleman who was offering up his church's parking lot for fans to park in. He said that even though it is a little cold today, he's having a good time.
Yes, I'm a Wolverine fan. I'm a Homer fan, so I'm Tigers, Lions, Pistons.
And how was traffic around Michigan Stadium?
Oh, getting pretty bad.
Yeah. Well, the game starts in less than 15 minutes, and as Amanda said, it is free. Did you get any indication if they meet capacity and then you can't get in? Do you know that or not if that happens?
I'm not sure yet, but I know they have like a lot of people coming down for this.
Yeah.
So the game does start at 6 tonight, and you're going to be able to watch it on the Big Ten Network for the first hour live, and then all of their coverage will go online. And you can rewatch it tonight at 9:30 on the Big Ten Network as well.
Okay, it's the spring football game. Michigan fans packing in, and I can tell you traffic has been pretty slow and backed up all afternoon as people head to Michigan Stadium. And it's Bo Schembechler's birthday, so maybe there'll be I think that's part of the reason they picked the date, and he and Bob Ufer. So there's so much going on there. Our Amanda LeClaire was on the scene at Michigan Stadium for the big spring football game. Thanks for joining us on All Things Considered.